95.7 The Hog, The Morning Hog. Brew Review is what we're doing. Josh from SR Perot is in the house bringing us great flavors for summer. By the way, happy summer. Woo! Josh, it's a good time to maybe discover some new flavors. We had some fresh Sam Adams flavors on the front end, and now it's all new for me.
Got something new.
Ooh, let's do it.
New.
Let's get into it.
So I have another seltzer for y'all.
Okay.
But this is something a little bit different.
All right.
This is Willie's Super Brew.
Super Brew.
And this is the Goat Variety Pack.
Okay.
My boss likes to call it the Tom Brady Variety Pack.
Oh, man. Now we're going to be divisive.
Oh, yeah.
Well, tell somebody.
I don't know if you can really argue it anymore.
No.
At this point.
No, I mean, you know, we're all still suffering the loss of Gronk right now, so it is a good time to think about the Goat.
True.
All right. So what is the Super Brew concept here?
So, Willie.
Yeah.
Used to be a goat farmer.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Literal.
So this is where
goat.
This story started.
Oh, okay.
All right. And then he ran into his business, but now business partner, that was a surfer. They used to, Willie used to brew his own, like, kombuchas, beers, stuff like that.
Okay.
Ooh.
But very big on superfruits.
Okay.
Oh. The first one we're having right now is blood orange and hibiscus,
ooh,
right?
Ooh. That nose is kicking right there.
Yeah.
I believe these are all 5%. I'll double check that.
Oh, wow.
I like this.
That's like a firecracker.
Right.
Okay, it's really good.
So that's something
very complex, actually.
Right. So these are real fruit in here.
Okay.
They're not using flavorings, powders, anything like that. These are real fruits. That's why you're actually getting, you know, real blood orange.
Get a little haze in there, too.
Yeah. It actually says on the can, real blood orange.
Really?
So it's real blood orange and hibiscus.
Okay.
It's interesting because the color on it is not your typical seltzer.
Yeah, it's not
you
deep.
Can tell that they are using the real fruit juices in it. So I think that's pretty interesting.
Love that.
This comes in a 12-pack variety.
Okay.
You are going to have to check out the website.
Oh, talk about srperot.com/beerfinder. That's
one.
The one.
Yep. Yeah.
Thank you.
But they're definitely Total Wine. I believe a few ABCs.
Yeah.
Some Walmarts. Hmm. The neighborhood Walmarts.
Really?
You know, they're kind of branched out in the different places.
I like the can, too. It says, like, Super Brew.
Right.
Like it's going to crush you.
It has
you know?
Like a surfer vibe.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I'm digging
colors
that.
And stuff like
oh,
that.
Yeah.
It looks like a surfboard.
I like it. I feel like I want to go there and buy some souvenirs from Daytona.
So how about real mangoes and passion fruit?
Oh, damn. Okay. You know, my kid is, like, all into, like, each time we go to the store, like, I want to buy a different fruit. Like, I want to buy a dragon fruit. I want to buy these kind
right.
of fruit, whatever. And so passion Ooh. Fruit was the most recent indulgence.
Okay. So this says it finishes off with a little bit of lime.
Okay. How much of this is kombucha related?
None. This is a seltzer.
Really?
Technically, yeah.
Because it does have, we tried some hard kombuchas.
That's exactly what I was thinking
right?
it was at first, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Similar.
So it does have a different taste than most of the seltzers on the market, which I don't mind, because a lot of those get monotonous.
Oh, this is,
yes.
So this is very enjoyable,
yes.
especially with real fruit flavors.
Yeah, this is, I would think if you're a seltzer mainstay, you're going to freak out. You're going to love it.
As you should.
Yeah.
There's a reason that these are on the market. And they're taking it by storm.
It's almost like a mixed liquor drink.
Yeah,
in a way.
Absolutely.
You know?
Again, real fruit juice.
Yeah, with a seltzer base. I love this though. Wow, what a nice wow. Way to change the game, Super Brew.
So now real blueberries plus lemon. I'm looking forward to this one. Oh, see, it has a real blueberry color.
Look at that.
It's not
there
that,
you go. Bloobs.
You know,
that's enticing.
Bloobs.
Let me tell you, I have a story about that later.
Oh, boy.
Can't tell it on air.
Not on air. Okay.
I'll text you a photo, though. Okay. Real blueberry. Okay. So Willie was a goat farmer.
Yep.
It was like, I'm going to make some alcoholic beverages, put them in a can.
Yeah, just did it in his spare time. And like I said, he met his business partner. He tried it out. He actually was going to be a neurologist. And was like, you know what? I don't really want to do that for a living. I want to make...
Dude,
seltzer.
Could you imagine if you're in the midst of some sort of procedure and your neurologist goes, hold up. I got this great stuff in the back. Hold on, let me go get it. And he brings out a glass of this. You would be like, I'm fine. I'm good.
Fun fact about Willie. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Willie was not really a farmer of goats, per se.
I was waiting for you to mention this.
He keeps them as friends.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Have you?
They're just friends.
Have you ever known anybody with goats?
No, have you?
Yes.
Okay.
Goats are awesome.
Are they? Yeah. Well, they do yoga. I know they, but they also poop a lot.
And they yep. eat all your grass, so you don't have to use a lawnmower.
But they jump all over the place. You see them on top of people's houses and stuff. Like the poop, wild.
The what? Pellet. Yeah. 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 They climb. They can climb.
They can climb whatever they want to climb.
They're like Sherpas, bro.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. They don't need carabiners. Wow. Yeah. You ever seen a goat with a carabiner? No. Unless it's eating it. Goats will eat anything, by the way.
That's true, too.
Yeah. We used to have a mascot at this radio station I used to work for, and we named him Wayne the Rock Goat because he was a goat, and he would eat, but he ate all the mic cables. That was bad.
You guys kept him in the studio?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we let him out back, too, sometimes, but, you know, during the show, it was always good to get a like that.
Was that a dolphin?
It was. Yeah. Yeah. We didn't have any other sound effects. All right. What did you just pour us?
So, this is the last flavor in this variety pack.
Okay.
So this is real pomegranate and acai berries.
Okay, acai.
You guys know how I feel about acai.
I know. Yeah, you know, I know you're reluctant to even say it sometimes. Okay.
So apparently, you know, the OG superfruits were acai and pomegranate. So it's kind of nice we're finishing on this one. The color's real nice on it, too. I really enjoy these.
This almost has a lemonade back, doesn't it?
Okay, yeah. Okay.
You get a little hint of lemonade in there, but I'm down with it. Whatever it's going on is it's effervescent and great.
Oh yeah, I see what you're saying.
And I'm guessing we're getting some antioxidants in these too, right?
Yeah.
But if you want antioxidants, there you go.
And these are 4.5%.
Okay.
So 110 calories. So that you're still doing something good. Better for yourself. Yeah. Let's go with that.
I mean, I've gone to the gym a couple of times recently, and I feel like if I would have just taken one of these with me, better than the water.
You know what? And the way that they're marketed on the cans, I don't think anyone's going to know what you got.
No, I mean, it looks just like a fun daytime beverage.
Exactly.
Right?
Maybe you could say it's your creatine drink or something.
Yeah, like day drink, night drink, whatever your jam is. all right, so these are out now, though.
They are out now. Yep, absolutely.
Oh, good. Okay. All right. So where can we find them? Where can we chase them?
Definitely the Willie Super Brew, like I said, Walmart's, Total Wine, so maybe C's Local Independence, and then the same amount as Variety Pack, just about everywhere, but the easiest.
Yeah. I mean, srparrot.com/beerfinder is the place to do it right there. See, I gave it a little stank.
Yeah, I saw that.
Steve, you got any more fun goat facts you want to give us before we get out of here?
Nah.
I figured.
All right. That was perfect.
I asked for it.
Wasn't that a sheep?
I mean, I did that to myself.
You guys,
really.
No.
That was a dolphin in distress. Let's go catch it. We'll see you next week on the Morning Hog Brew Review on 95.7 The Hog. Cheers.